take it all. WHOU, taking it all this morning from Sawyer Fredericks. How you doing this morning, Wednesday? It's a wicked Wednesday. Here we are, hump day, up over the top of this and down into the weekend when we can have all kinds of fun. And I got a couple people right here, right in the studio, that love to have fun. Serena Fitzpatrick and Mitch Holmes. And how do they have fun? How do they recreate? They recreate with Sam Ha. Okay, can you guys tell me, what does Sam Ha stand for?
Sam Ha is Southern Aroostook Minor Hockey Association.
Okay, that's easy enough, right? Now, I think everybody on the planet actually knows that, but I wanted to hear you say it anyway. And you guys are doing some special super programs this year that I'm just beginning to hear about and talk about. The Hockey for Free Day, Try Hockey for Free. Is that something to help promote hockey and Sam Ha, the organization? You guys are pretty big already. You got a lot of followers, a lot of people that are playing. Are you doing this to really attract more people, or younger people, or another generation? What's the deal with that, and how does it work?
Well, you know, hockey is a sport that's, number one, very expensive. It's not like you just walk into a gym and turn the lights on and dribble a basketball. It requires, number one, ice time is at a premium. The equipment's expensive. Not a lot of younger people are familiar with it and their parents. So what we try to do is offer this as a promotion to get kids interested in it. Generally, if you can get them on the ice for a few times, it doesn't take long to hook kids and really want them to play the sport. The parents might not necessarily be that excited about it, but it isn't very long before they're hooked. And that's why they run this program, and I think it's beneficial, and they've done a good job with it the last few years.
Now, you guys do a ton of fundraising, right? And you raise funds to help get kids on the ice and get them the equipment that they need and their uniforms, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, because it is an expensive sport.
That's the thing that really they try to promote with this. We have a Skate for Free, the younger program. They are not charging the kids to do it for that very reason. They provide most of the equipment, and therefore the parent doesn't have to step out and invest a lot of money to find out that a few months down the road, the kid isn't interested. So that's why it's offered that way.
Right, right. That's fantastic. You got. I'm looking here at a bunch of other programs too. We have the ultimate. I was going to say soccer mom. The ultimate hockey mom, right here, Serena. We haven't heard a lot from you right now, but can you tell us a little bit about the intro to play program?
Well, we have an intro to play program that is a free program for first-time players with Sam Ha, and we have a lot of sponsors in the area that help us out with that program. We offer it to, there's roughly 40 kids in the program this season, and we were able to get them some equipment, and they're going to come out and have lots of fun. We actually this weekend are offering a Try Hockey for Free program that is teamed up with USA Hockey. It's a nationwide program happening just this weekend, and it's from 11 to 1. Kids can come out, try hockey, gear up, meet some varsity Blackhawks players and some of our own players. They'll get free jerseys, goodie bags, and just see if they like it with absolutely no obligation. They can come out and they can be on the ice for the 2 hours that we have it, or they can be on the ice for 10 minutes. They'll go through some drills, and they'll have some fun.
I can't imagine a better way to learn a little bit about hockey and find out whether or not you are interested in it. You may look at it and then try it and not like it, or you may look at it and say, I don't know, and then try it and go, oh, this is what I want to do. You know, it just happens that way for a lot of kids.
Well, I think the thing with the little kids is when you put that much gear on, you almost feel like you're invincible. I really honestly think that that's one of the things that hook the younger kids.
Iron Man, you know, you got it all on you, including the mask. You're just protected from top to bottom. It's pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, there's nothing cuter than a little guy or a little girl in hockey gear. We actually have a lot of females that play, and I one of my very favorite female players used to come in and after her dance class, she'd be in her leotard, and she'd come in and she'd put her hockey gear right over her leotard, and I thought, that's a girl after my own heart right there.
I can picture that in my brain.
Yeah,
it's about all I can do is in my brain, but wow, that's some kind of cute. Yep. Now, Mitch is the coach. Mitch, you coach the Blackhawks, right?
I coached there for 10 years at the varsity level, yeah.
Okay.
And then I kind of backed off a little bit, and I took a year off, and then I was kind of begged to come back and help out a little bit. And that's we kind of took a little downturn there for a couple of years in the program. What we're trying to do is get it back on the right track, and they've done an excellent job the last 3 or 4 years of getting the thing turned back around, getting power skating back involved, which is critical. You know, the future of our program is this young program with the 35, 40 kids involved that, you know, it's like anything. It has basic fundamentals, and those have to be instilled at a young age. It's so easy to teach a kid anything, throwing darts, swinging a golf club, it doesn't matter. When you can get them to understand the basic fundamentals of that before bad habits are ingrained,
right?
It just makes it so much easier. And that's been one of the problems previous to the last 4 years or so, and it's really starting to see results of it.
Traditionally and often, the Holton-Hodgson area has produced a fantastic hockey team.
And that was the reason why the kids learned to skate at a very young age, and it really makes it so much easier for somebody like me if coaching at a higher level when they step in there and there's things that you don't have to reteach. Mm-hmm. They will always learn something. I don't care what level that they're at or what age that they're at. They learn at the NHL level. They never stop learning. Mm-hmm. But it's not having to break bad habits. That's the toughest part of it.
Right, right. So get them started right.
And like Mitch said, power skating is so crucial to our program, and it is something that we offer as part of our program. When they mm-hmm. register, they mm-hmm. get their practices, they get their games, they get the power skating offered to them as well. And you know, sponsors, we'll be looking for some sponsors to help us out maybe with some power skating clinics.
Okay.
Even if it's just a weekly thing or biweekly. We have goalie clinics that we put on as well for, we've got a gentleman that comes over, volunteers his time to come over and help us out with our goalies as well.
Now, you looks like you need referees every once in a while, too. Do you pay? Are those paid positions when refs do that? Okay, those are paid.
They are paid positions. We have a ref clinic coming up December 11th, so we are looking for some people out there that really want to give back to the organization but can't necessarily volunteer their time to be a coach.
Mm-hmm.
And it depends, it can be a kid's. I mean, my son, I think, is going to take the clinic himself. He'll be able to referee games that are at a lower level than him.
Right.
And it goes right up. We'd love to have some Samhaw, Varsity Blackhawk alumni come in and help us out, give back to the organization that they grew up loving.
But man, if you can put on a pair of skates and you're looking for something to do and you want to be a referee, and it's very flexible, right? I mean, there are games all over the place, and you can, whatever time you've got, and you can, well, you loan it to Sam, but not really, because you're actually getting paid a little bit for doing that. It's not huge money, but it'll be worth your time.
A little gas money for the those teenagers that need it.
Yeah, it'll give you something to do. Skipping back to,
that's the important thing. And refereeing stuff, refereeing is tough everywhere. They're having difficult times getting people that want to do it. And
right.
Quite frankly, kids that have played the game already understand mm-hmm. the rules, know what the rules are. And so they, basically outside of getting certified and understanding a few of the rules a little bit more in depth, they already know 80% of it. So it makes it a lot easier.
And we've posted the information on that ref clinic on our Facebook page, and they can always get a hold of one of the board members. Holly Matheson is our president, and she has a lot of information regarding that. And I think there'll be something in the paper next week regarding that too. So if people are looking for some information on how to do that, that would be great.
Can you find me one seat? Can I just do this like sitting in one seat with a straw?
No.
No, you have to get on the ice, don't you?
You got to get on the ice.
I could do it from one spot and just have a straw.
Well, we could have
connected.
You running the clock.
There's always a place for every butt. There's a seat, right?
That's right.
Well, there's generally a microphone there too,
Oh, geez, there's one of them too.
There could be, yes.
Well, that's terrific. Is there anything else that you guys wanted to address here today that you want to let the general public know about SAMA, about the program?
Well, I just would,
covered a lot.
I'd really like to let everybody know that our coaches, they're volunteer, and this organization would not be able to run without them to mm-hmm. dedicate their time and energy and money towards volunteering to take good care of our hockey kids that
you have some great
for the growth and development. of our kids. Yeah, we have some great sponsors. WO2U, of course, is our corporate sponsor. You'll see that patch on every one of our jerseys that hit the ice.
Get that pat on the back.
We have Westerdals Towing. They take care of our novice kids.
Right.
Yorks of Holton's got our Adams team. Aroostook Auto Tech has our Peewees. And Varney Agency, of course, has our Bantams. And we have some other sponsors that help out with our U8 program as well.
Mm-hmm.
Susie's First Choice Realty, and Susie's Auto Repair, and there's a few others there too.
Sure.
I know I'm forgetting, and I apologize.
That's okay. I'm sure that they know who they are, and just to be able to mention them a little bit on here is nice. They get the name recognition. I'm sure we'll be doing this more than once, right, Mitch? You want to do this again?
Sure.
Absolutely.
And Serena's hooked now.
Oh, she says, I don't know about that.
Cool.
and if we get some sponsors to help out with, you know, a weekly ice time, some sponsors want to help out with that, you know, they also will get some airtime with some kids out here.
Right.
And make sure we get them.
Absolutely.
Get them advertised.
Serena, Mitch, thank you so much for joining me here this morning.
Chris, thank you for having us.
Oh, my pleasure. We will look forward to doing this again and get up to the Civic Center and see some Sam Ha hockey games. And who knows, maybe become a fan and follow them all over the county and into New Brunswick, too.
And don't forget, the Try Hockey for Free is 11-1 this weekend.
Right. That's this weekend.
That's this weekend, 11-1. Come out. Get geared up with some kids and just check it out.
Check it out
like
as a parent.
On Facebook.
Yep.
SamHaHockey.org and, of course, all things hockey on WHOU.
Hey, perfect. Thank you guys
so much. Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Chris.
All right, we'll look forward to doing it again. We're going to go back to doing what we do, and then we'll be back with more great music right after this.